The drawbridge has gone up for those who wish to contest next month's general election. 64 people declared their intention to stand, but there are some vital T's to cross and I's to dot before they make it to the start line and campaigning can begin in earnest. So a critical deadline just passed on what's known as Nomination Day. Marion Kenny joins me in the studio for a look at where we are now in the 2016 campaign. Well, fast am I, Marion. Tell us about the process. What have candidates had to do?
Well, today is the day the intention to stand becomes official. It's got nothing to do with politics and everything to do with election probity, complying with the rules around the nomination process. Would-be candidates have had since last Wednesday to deliver their nomination papers to their returning officer. They need a proposer, a seconder, and 20 assenters. These are registered voters willing to print and sign their name on a candidate's form. Now, this has proved a stumbling block in the past, as all supporters must be on the electoral roll now. Not in the past, now. Returning officers, who are mainly advocates, will check those nomination papers. If they are compliant, the nomination is sanctioned and the candidacy is confirmed. And we'll have that confirmed list this afternoon.
And that will appear on the Manx Radio's website. Well, 64 hopefuls have stepped forward so far. In terms of demographic numbers, how does that compare to previous elections?
Well, Chris, that 64 is the rough number we at Manx Radio expected going into this. Our coverage began the week after TT. That was the figure in 2011, so we based this time around on that. We'd got to 63 by the close of play yesterday. Overnight, hooray, another candidate declared. So we have 64, exactly the same as last year. It is possible, of course, that others have made a last-minute dash to get their nomination papers in, and we have yet to hear about it. It's unlikely, but possible, so that figure is to be confirmed. In 2006, there were 10 fewer, 54 candidates, so the figure rose and has stabilised. I'll just talk a bit, if I may, about the gender gap. It is recognised that women are seriously underrepresented in Tynwald. It's encouraging then that almost double the number of women have come forward, 7 last time, 13 this time. But of course, those numbers aren't large, and that's just over 20% of candidates being female. Women are standing in 8 of the 12 seats, with 3 in Douglas East and Douglas Central, but there's no choice at all in the other 4 seats, where they look like being all male slates.
And what about new candidates that have declared?
Well, 33 people with no previous experience of Keys elections or by-elections have put the name forward and are currently going through the nomination process checking. All constituencies now have 2 candidates each, so there will be new faces in the Keys in places such as Eyre and Michael, which previously returned 1 candidate as Eyre, previous name of the constituency. Now, even if the defending MHK is returned, he'll be joined by another. The same applies in Middle, which only had 1 MHK, now 2. In Garth, the seat held by Steve Roden, who's left the Keys benches to become president of Tynwald, there will be, without doubt, 2 new members, as there is no defending member.
And just quickly, please, Marion, where will the biggest contest be held?
Well, we can make a straightforward comparison. Now there are 12 two-seat constituencies with approximately the same number of voters. The constituency with the largest number of candidates is Douglas East, with 8, while only 3 interested in representing Glenfaber and Peel.
Marion Kenny, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.